You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
I don't ever normally like to give a lot of credit other than myself on this show, but I'm going to give you some props on that. I like the idea. Fake calls with Todd Graffanini. Fake calls with Graff.
Do we lead off with the most important one, or we just build up to it?
Yeah, we're weekly. We'll just have a segment. Joey, what do you think of Todd Graffanini making a call? It could be about anybody, anything. You know,
copy and paste will work.
Yeah, I mean, just on anything that happened, Zion Williamson injury, it's over. It's done. There goes our title. 30 seconds in. I really like this idea. I think we'll look and maybe like on Friday or something, we'll take the week's calls and have Todd do. We'll play the real call, and then we'll have how Todd would have called it.
Get it sponsored. There you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Because you want to hear Todd call the non-call.
Yes. If you were in that booth calling that, I think he would have shattered a window with the mic.
I mean, I have graphisms of him, you know, at times going bananas and can't believe.
In a negative way? Like on a...
Oh, yeah. Like, let's see.
Give me some.
I'll give you some here.
Graff is a legend.
Let's see.
Let's do it. Do you do it once a week?
I think we could do it.
Mondays would be perfect because you get a bunch
of
games.
This is basically when Todd can't believe a call actually went the way it did, which normally is against Tulane.
You got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. He gets
Graff and Mardi Gras traffic.
Yeah. Graff and Mardi Gras traffic.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nick and Paul, could you put his voice in the GPS?
I guess.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That's moneymaker right there.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you could do a lot of those. Here's him apologizing.
Well, I apologize because I opened my big mouth.
I meant turn left.
Yeah. I have a, yeah, ooh, as the voice of the play, of the turn by turn navigation systems.
Oh, yeah.
Could do that too. There's a lot we could do here. No. Then he makes up words too.
Tremendous! Am I
tremendous?
Oh, was that tremendous?
Yeah, that's tremendous. Okay. Yeah. You've heard the word before, right?
No,
I
haven't.
Made it up?
Never heard.
Tremendous! Am I seeing things? Well, I apologize because I opened my big mouth. It's been that kind of a day, baby. Tulane. Oh, my goodness gracious. My ears are gone. As if you haven't done enough, Mr. Fleming. You just blew my ears out. Appreciate that.
Graff
yeah,
call
that was an inadvertent whistle.
Graff call, not a ref in the middle of the game.
Again, it would have been a very interesting call if Todd had called the NFC title game.
You think he'd agree to this once a week?
I can look into it, you know?
We could let him pick the plays.
Yeah, I could do that.
You got to find them, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I imagine him calling the Zion Williamson call. 33 seconds in. Blew a shoot. Thanks, Nike. You just blew our season.
Well, it was great.
That was great while it lasted. Because, I mean, you want to talk about a deflating moment, right? I mean, how amped up. I mean, ESPN had the College Game Day crew there. They started SportsCenter Live there at 5. I mean, this was an amped up game. $3,100 for a seat.
33 seconds.
33 seconds in.
How much money does Zion get from that? $3,100 tickets? All right, we're not going back to that one.
See?
I'm sorry.
Let's go back to Saturday. I want to get your takes on Saturday.
Sure.
So the Pels win. And
in good faith.
That reminds me. The Pelicans Twitter account. I don't know if you all saw it. So they posted the win and the final score. And the headline is, Pels win in good faith.
Whoever's in charge of the Pelican Twitter account.
You realize how petty that is? Would you like to remind people why they would tweet, Hells win in good faith.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
You remember?
No.
You don't remember at all?
I don't think it's a true story anyway.
You don't think it's a true story? Remember
they never negotiated.
Remember Magic Johnson was asked if the Pelicans negotiated in good faith the weekend following, I think it was Saturday, following the NBA trade deadline. Magic Johnson, 2-11, 19.
Do you feel like the negotiation that you had was a good faith negotiation?
No. We knew that basically at the end of the day, what happened happened. And we knew that when we first started. So, you know, in terms of what happened. But, hey, it is what it is. I'm going to say this again. Quit making this about thinking these guys are babies, because that's what you're treating them like. They're professionals.
Ooh. Yeah, those professionals got beat by Chuck Diallo and Ian Clark.
He was asked if the Pelicans had negotiated in good faith. He said no. So the Pelicans go and beat the Lakers, and they tweet, Hells win in good faith. I love the pettiness.
Mm.
Love it.
I know who's behind it.
Love
it's awesome.
Love it.
He deserves
love
an
it.
Emmy for Twitter.
Think Sean did it? Think Sean took over the Twitter account from the
I know who did it.
But seriously,
I know who's behind it.
In it, I mean, honestly.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic because, of course, right afterwards, LeBron had to speak. Here he is on the Lakers.
It's kind of a fine line, you know, when you talk about that, because when you've never been there or know what it takes to actually, you know, shoot for something like that, and sometimes you're afraid to get uncomfortable, you know, so you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I'm not saying that's what we are as a whole. Kind of looks that way at times, that, you know, sometimes we feel like we're afraid to be uncomfortable, kind of get out of our comfort zone, you know, kind of have that sense of urgency, you know, from the jump. Not be afraid to actually go out and fail to succeed. So, I mean, we have, what, 23 games left. Let's see what happens.
No sense of urgency. Remember, it was just, Thursday night in which they had LeBron mode activated. LeBron mode's been activated. Meanwhile, in that game, I'm sure you saw the footage of him in disgust, not running back on the other side of the court after one of his teammates missed the shot or didn't pass him the ball on the block down low. And, you know. Sense of urgency.
Talk about a franchise I think is a mess.
Uh-huh.
Lakers are a mess.
By the way, he was asked, what was different in the comeback win against the Rockets in this loss?
LeBron, what happened tonight, especially defensively?
We didn't play well enough game to win.
You guys on Thursday dug a big hole and were able to climb out of it. What was the difference tonight?
You just said it.
What?
One more. They're going to be able to make it work in time, Sharif, so he can continue his streak. Literally, that's how they ask it, too. To keep your streak alive of making the postseason. Can you find a way to make it work?
Obviously, there's been a ton of games already, and if it's still searching for it, is there enough time to find it?
I don't know. You know, we just got to play better. Our next game in Memphis, but maybe we're almost 60 games in. So, I don't know.
Just not.
What a leader. I mean, really, I just love how they made it seem, you know, everyone made it. It was the Pels that destroyed this chemistry team. Come on. And then earlier this morning, I played this, Sharif. You weren't here yet. Royce Young, now ESPN NBA Insider, which, by the way, do you mind if I just start calling myself NBA Insider? I'll just talk about other teams as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly you don't have to know much.
Are you calling them out?
Not just him, just a lot of national people, right? Because they were saying that this team, currently constructed, which they tried to trade away, by the way, right, to the Pels. Like, how dare the Pels not take that trade? The same team that didn't win many games last year was going to be the second seed in the Western Conference. 46 wins. Golic and Wingo talked about it this morning. That's the prediction that ESPN had at the beginning of the season, all the analysts, 46 wins, second or third seed. I'm like, based on what? They don't have any shooting. I mean, all of that, right? But this is Royce Young this morning.
The Lakers just really aren't that great. I mean, like, you added LeBron James onto a team that was last year. I don't remember what the Lakers won. They were in the 30s or something like that. They were a lottery team. So it's not like last season's Lakers team was, like, really good, and then you added LeBron into it, and bam, all of a sudden they're a contender. Like, they have a long way to go. They were a team caught in the process of development, and then you added in LeBron. And that hasn't been enough to boost them in the Western Conference. So I think we're all sitting here going, what's wrong with the Lakers? What's wrong with LeBron? I feel like in retrospect, we really shouldn't be all that surprised by this.
That's right. There you go. Bobby Marks, another ESPN NBA insider on the Lakers team.
This Laker team does not scare me. And it's funny because whenever you would go against a LeBron James type team, even in Cleveland when some of those teams were inferior, they have a little bit of fear when he's on the court here. And this team, it's like you just threw five guys together.
The same five guys that the Pelicans were idiots to not trade for. I mean, do you see how hilarious this is?
I got a phrase for this.
Yeah.
Dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Dumpster fire.
Yeah. There's a reason.
Maybe that's what Gentry meant.
There's a reason.
They're the dumpster fire.
There's a reason. We were adamant. You said it. Fletcher was on. I'm like, you do not take that trade under any circumstances. They don't want him. What makes you think you want him? It's unbelievable.
Playing for LeBron is tough.
It's unbelievable.
He wrecks some teams.
He really does. By the way, that same Bobby Marks, as he was saying that, I bet his phone went bloop, bloop. And it was Clutch Sports. Rich Paul said, remember, you want to come hang out behind the red VIP area.
That's only the four letters behind your head aren't supposed to say that stuff.
Well, I'm just saying, if you ever like...
Specifically one show.
You know, if you like that steakhouse in the next road game, on me. So, right after that, he says this.
I have a hard time believing that Boston's going to make Jason Tatum available. I think the Lakers pick is going to be in the lottery. That could have appeal to the Pelicans here. If the Clippers make the playoffs, that's pick, 16 or 17? I think the value of what Boston could offer might be a little bit overrated, but it all comes down to if Los Angeles wants to offer that same package we saw at the deadline.
No thanks.
Now, you can vouch, that's water. I'm drinking water. I feel like I don't even know what I'm listening to right now. The same individual in the same interview just told me the Lakers play like just five guys thrown together.
You ever watch Zoolander?
Okay.
And the movie?
Yes. And then right after that, he says, oh, but you know what? The Celtics, that's such an overrated deal they're going to give you. The Lakers will be able to give. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, do you see how ridiculous this is? Right? Oh, let's not forget good old Luke Walton. Differing reports now on whether or not the team bus left Luke Walton. David Grubb, right, covers the Pels. We have him on all the time. Crescent City Sports. He tweeted a picture of Luke Walton rounding the corner, Sharif, looking for the team bus to get on. There was only one problem, Sharif. You know what it was? The bus was gone. It was gone.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Kurt Elend from NBC Sports put out the story. Everyone ran with it. It's like, dude, the team bus left the head coach. Then the Lakers had to come back and be like, no, he meant to take the second bus. How many times have you been to a basketball game in that arena?
A lot.
Several times, right?
I think.
Okay. The media entrance is next to the loading dock. What do you see in the loading dock when we walk in?
Massive buses.
The team buses. Like, they're there well before their time to depart. One or two buses, right? They're there. Like, they don't just leave and come back. The second bus wasn't like driving around and then like looked at his watch and said, oh, darn, the game's over. I need to go pick up coach. Either the bus was there or not, right?
LeBron got in that thing, drove it
away.
Well,
one way or shape or form, the first bus probably took off and the second bus said, well, let's go. And the team comes out and goes, no, he meant to take the second bus. That's why he was last. But still, I've covered bus. Like, I ride in these Hotard buses where we're on, you know, on the road. And we get on the plane or we leave the arena. I've never – me, I don't get left. Like, there's a head count. The coach tends to always sit in the front seat. You know, in games that we've covered, when you walk out the arena and you're leaving after a game, Sharif, look to your left the next time. You'll see on the team bus the head coach sitting right by the door. They left Luke Walton.
Do you think they called the Pelicans front office and said, hey,
we'll throw in Luke.
We'll just leave him there for a little bit.
They left Luke Walton. You can't make this kind of stuff up.
I'm telling you, dude.
The guy throws the team under the bus. Thursday night on TNT, it was the LeBron Statue of Liberty dunk. I mean, it was the greatest dunk of all time in the regular season game, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, really, you could not. LeBron playoff mode activated. When they lose, this team's a dumpster fire. Keep the coach. We're leaving.
I'm telling
you. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. Andy Kametsky, 710 ESPN.
It is, I think, growing untenable. I mean, I would be very surprised if Luke is the coach next season, you know, regardless of whether he finishes this season or not, just because you can only raise these questions so many times before it just becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Other than, I think, Magic's introductory press conference, I don't recall him ever saying that he thinks Luke's a good coach. I've heard him say that we support Luke. You don't get the impression that Magic is firmly behind Luke. You know, forget the idea of whether or not LeBron wants him there. There have always been these outward signs that Magic would prefer to go in another direction. And just after a while, I think it undercuts Luke's own standing as a coach.
You can't make this up. You can't make this up.
Probably one of the worst run franchises for so-called being a blue blood of the NBA.
Mind you, Anthony Davis wants to go where it's winning. It's about winning.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to win.
I argue with people all the time. But
29 other teams.
They've won a million championships. Okay. Yeah. That was, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, since Anthony Davis has entered the league, the Pelicans have won more games.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Then the Clippers, then the Knicks.
The Lakers.
Then the Lakers.
Yes, they've won more games.
Then all those teams that...
Well, it's about winning, though, remember.
No, yeah.
Yeah. 29 other teams. Orlando, it's about winning.
Yep.
Give me another one. Another terrible team. Chicago, by winning. Cleveland, by winning. They're all on my list. That's fine. I'll trade you AD for Zion.
Trade him to the Warriors.
Speaking of which, over the weekend, Coach K said... There's no plans to shut him down. He wants to be on the team. He wants to play. We're waiting to get him to get going. And they won on the road. R.J. Barrett, pretty good, too.
Cam Reddish is pretty good.
Yeah, that team is pretty good. I'll take a Dookie.
Would you trade him for a top three pick? What if they get second or third pick? Would you trade him to the Knicks? I would. Give me a couple more.
Did you see Steve Smith Jr.'s dunk?
Dennis Smith?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. No, nice.
Not bad. Sports Takeover continues. Let's play a little Gentry, a little Drew Holiday sound. I'm going to ask you this.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, right?
All right?
Your thought or your view of Drew Holiday, how has it changed in the last 3 weeks?
I got an answer for you.
Okay. Sports Takeover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. My brain IBM.
Oh, yeah. For over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
It's Joe's Septic Contractors annual Shooting the Crap on Saturday, March 16th. All registered participants must provide their own guns, shells, safety protection, and golf course. Competition times are set for 8 a.m. and 12:30. All proceeds benefit Give the Kids the World and the Center for Pediatric Therapy Scholarship Fund. Registered shooters have the chance to win a 12-gauge shotgun, but you must be present to win. Please come on out and show your support for this worthy cause at the annual Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition, right behind Joe's Septic Contractors at 15344 Highway 3235 in Cutoff. Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition will be held rain or shine. Call 985-632-5592 for more info or register in advance at Joe's Septic Contractors. Mail checks to P.O. Box 336, Cutoff, Louisiana, 70345. Thank you and God bless.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I'm going to hear from Marlon Favorite, bottom of the hour. We'll give him a buzz, Joey. He wants to talk about the combine. When I was like 337 players, six LSU players are going to be involved in there as well. So we'll touch with Marlon coming up here at the bottom of the hour. I want to play some sound here from Coach Gentry. How about on his team?
I just thought we played hard and we competed, and I thought we did a good job. I thought with the pace of the game, probably the best that we've done this year, as far as starting with good pace and keeping the pace going.
Thought it was good in terms of just how they played. I mean, like from the get go. I mean, they were competing. And again, this is another thing that just bothers me in the national media. They set AD so the Lakers could win. Like, you haven't watched a Pelicans game. You have not watched a Pelicans game when Anthony Davis doesn't play. You haven't watched a Pelicans game when AD exits stage left to
go get a team told MRI.
They only care about big market teams. They don't care about small market teams.
I know. I'm eventually going to get that. It's just, you can't say that. This team plays its butt off.
The national media doesn't care, dude.
I know.
They have their own agenda. Whatever. Please don't get me ranting on national media, because I kind of want to.
Okay.
You should say do it.
About Coach Gentry, and again, they. I saw a tweet, and I apologize. I know you're a reporter, and I can't think of your name right now. But specifically, they tweeted about Anthony Davis. A national guy says, hey, look, Anthony Davis is resting tonight. This was Saturday. They're resting tonight because of a back-to-back, despite him just playing like a short amount of minutes against Indiana.
Minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the report, it might have been Scott Cushier. It was somebody tweeted, yeah. And then the second he came in the third quarter, it helped spur the Pacers comeback attempt. I mean, that's basically, to my point, this team, not saying they're better without, that's not what I'm saying. But
yes,
during the current situation, they seem to be playing really hard.
Harder.
Yeah.
For sure.
But that was a back-to-back against the Lakers. And again, the Lakers are trying to make, I'm sorry, they're trying to help LeBron streak. Remember, I keep forgetting on how to refer to the Lakers. It's about LeBron. So LeBron's trying to get back to the playoffs. So the Lakers have got to win games. I mean, this is a game they need to win. You know, it's the lowly Pelicans.
So the clutchless Lakers?
You know?
Sorry. Last time I made
it. At the gym this morning, he was referred to as LeBlame.
Oh.
I'll blame you. I'll blame him. I'll blame everyone.
Let's call him the
I like LeBlame.
I like LeClutchless.
LeClutchless?
LeClutchless Lakers.
Okay. Here's Gentry on playing back-to-back like that.
Well, I think what you got to do is that, we don't use excuses. Man, and we would have lost the game. We wouldn't have an excuse. You know, everybody plays back-to-backs in this league. And, we just said that we got to go out and we got to have energy. I thought we did a good job even last night in the first half, but just kind of went a little flat in the second half. Tonight we came out, and I thought we still had our aggressiveness. And not only that, I thought we had the pace where we wanted it. And every time they scored, we went back, and it seemed to me that we had a basket where we could hold them off.
How about how it's like to actually face LeBron James and taking away that factor?
Is that even possible? No, that's not possible. Okay. The guy still had, 27 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds. I'd say that's a pretty good night for anybody. But, what we tried to do is that we tried to stop him as a facilitator as much as we probably could. And we wanted to try to make him a scorer. And, he made a couple of threes and did some things. But, as far as playing him, to me it's just another great game by him. And you just try to do the best you can when he's out there.
I saw somebody else tweet his shot chart. Sharif in the fourth quarter, I think he took 6 shots.
And they're all from like,
yeah, they're outside. All, yeah, 3-point range. And again, if there's an honest, legit, like, I'm not having fun, just a basketball criticism of his is you know, he tweet, by the way, he did pat himself on the back on one of the pictures about the dunk on Thursday. And he said, get out of the way. Here comes the LaFreight train. You know, whatever. I'm like, who tweets a picture of their dunks and posts commentary? He put his own byline on a picture of his dunk. Anyway, point is this. That's unstoppable. Like, why doesn't he attack more? I've never understood it. You know, get on the block. I mean, who's down there for the Pelicans that's going to, even if AD was played, you know what I'm saying? Like, Shaq Diallo is going to stop him if he, you know, butt behind, you know, right hand up on the block calling for the ball. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
He's a new age Dikembe Mutombo. You're not going to disrespect Shaq like
just,
that.
I'm just saying. It's
he would have
like,
swatted away like Ingram.
Could have had 40 points just by going to the block, but he shot 4-6. Of his shots were behind the arc. It's incredible.
I wondered that his whole career, though, to be honest.
No, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. And that's why I said he's more magic. He'd rather do the assistant stuff and then take over certain periods of time. But again, if you're trying to make the play, it's almost like I watched that game and I watched him saying, this is how bad we are. Look, if I don't take over, this is who we are. Like almost like trying to teach him a lesson or I don't know. It's just very weird. Point is, on the other side of the court, I asked you going into the break, Jrue Holiday, how has your view of him changed? Remember, this was a guy with two seasons to go right before his extension. I'm sure you heard it. I know we had callers. You cannot give him that extension. He's not good enough. He's not clutch. He turns the ball over late. I mean, that's what we heard, right?
Yeah,
and
it's true.
We're sitting here now. Maybe we backed the wrong person to be the franchise player. And what I mean by that is how he approaches it. There's no denying the AD talent. That's not what I'm saying. But in terms of taking on that leadership role, maybe it should have been Drew's locker room from the get-go.
The only thing is he a guy who's rah-rah, boisterous type of guy? Can he be that guy? Shown a little bit of it lately. He's shown some real fire. I want to build around him once they make this trade.
That's what I was going
to
ask him.
I want to ask him, hey, what if we make the trade with the Knicks and we get a lot of young pieces? I know you're the veteran. You want to play for a playoff contender, but would you like to be the face? Let us build around you. I think we can get some young pieces around you. Would you like to stay? I'd want to. Through this time, what he's done in the last month and a half, I want to keep him
I was gonna say,
around no matter what.
Your
if he wants
approach
to
and the language you just used in terms of this. Andrew Lopez this morning, when we had him on at 12:15, I asked him about that. He says, no, you can get a haul for Jrue Holiday.
For sure.
Okay?
He's got a big contract, but you can still get a lot in return.
I agree. But he's like, you build around. And I think one of the things, too, is you use the phrase, do you ask him? It's almost like a way to make him buy in. You show him that respect. Hey. Yeah. Would you like to be here, yes or no? Because we understand totally where you are in your career. Do you want it? We'll give you the keys. In terms of, hey, you'll be the leader. We're going to bring in talent. They're going to be young guys and maybe trap, but you're the leader. And when we bring them in that first day of camp, they have to meet with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of players that wouldn't mind that. Look, Jason Tatum's kind of been saying that in Boston. He's like, I'm going to like getting to shoot 19 shots a game or something like that. You know, let me play. Because right now when Kyrie comes in, it's
Kyrie time.
Yeah. So I still think in this day and age, you're going to find players that still want to build their own brand, their own legacy. And right now, this is Drew's team. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Here's Gentry on Jrue, and then we'll hit the break.
Jrue is not a talker. You know, he's not a rah-rah guy. He's not any of that. But I think the way he plays, he leads by the way he plays. And he plays extremely hard, and he competes at a high level. And I think guys follow suit with that. You know, that would be his biggest leadership quality, if you ask me.
There you go. Sports Hangover continues next. Marlon Favorite will touch on the combine coming up. And then we'll hear from Jrue before the end of the show. I promise. That's coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's a Sports Hangover. Gus and Sharif on ESPN New Orleans.
Are you hungry? Wow Cafe and Wingery and Cutoff has nothing but the freshest, wholesome flavors and genuine taste. You'll love their fresh salads, wraps, burgers, tenders, and wings with your choice of their award-winning signature sauces and spiced rubs. Stop in for lunch or for dinner 7 days a week. Wild Cafe and Wingery will surely satisfy any appetite for wings and a whole lot more. Located at 3162 in Cutoff on Tarpon Pass.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. With the AutoZone Rewards Program, members get more, like a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an SEP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
That bathroom upgrade is within reach at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot. Starting with the exclusive Pfister Venturi Bath Faucet. It's a two-handle, widespread brush nickel faucet with a spot defense finish that resists water spots and fingerprints. And right now, you can get your hands on one for just $119. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
I'm walking to New Orleans.
Yes. Now, I wondered how Marlon Faber I was doing Saturday after watching his King and his Lakers go down at the Smoothie King Center. Marlon, are you okay today? Or are you good to take on a brand new week being one of the biggest LeBron fans out there? Are you okay?
Well, I'm doing okay. Hello, somebody. Talk to me now.
That's no emotion behind that hello, somebody. Come on, Marlon. It's
okay. Yeah, Marlon, the clutchless James.
It's just, you know, in lieu of everything that's going on right now, post-trade talk and, you know, Anthony Davis coming out and saying what he said, not wanting to be part of. We needed this as a city of New Orleans. So for the 504, this is something that was very necessary.
All right. You know, I just...
Excuses from a Lakers fan.
Remember, it's never his fault.
Yeah, never.
Flock up, baby, flock up.
Yeah.
Marlon, Combine. What can you tell it? What do you... Obviously, players and you work with athletes to get ready to move on from one level to another, and you can specifically train for the combine. You've heard players in the past say that training for the combine is completely different than training for the upcoming season. What do they mean by that?
Well, preparing for the combine, you're really just preparing for drills and, you know, to run your 40 time fast, to interview well, Wonderlic, doing the best football motions you can possibly do to impress these teams. That's totally different from preparing for a preseason game or a regular season game during the NFL season. I can tell you right now, most of the stuff we did for the combine in preparation for the combine, I never did that again. Never. I mean, You had to go, you know, when I worked out with certain teams, and we were, and they would have me do drills and things of that nature. I would probably do like the drills that they do between the pop-up bags. You know, they want to see how well you condition, so you may do some high intensity work, but not to the magnitude of training for a 40-yard dash.
You know, that's interesting because obviously there's a lot of things that you see on there that people want to do in measurables and things of that nature. And I talked to Sharif about it earlier in the show. Last year, just happened to be in a hotel room. The game wasn't until late, so I got to sit and watch the Saturday coverage, which is tight ends and quarterbacks. And you know, you could see, I mean, on some of these drills, the athleticism, how a guy can handle a ball, how it sounds when the ball was hitting these guys making the catches, you know, and you could see certain things like that, you know, to it. Because at the end of the day, I guess you're trying to impress and put in these quote-unquote measurables that people can see at the end of the day, too. The eyeball test. You got to pass that eyeball test.
Yeah, you have to buy the eye. I mean, be able to pass the eyeball test as well, Gus. And that's really what the combine is about. It's this part that really is really not the best part, because you feel like it's a slave auction or something going on. But they actually, you know, you have to take off your clothes all the way to like your girdle, and then you go stand on the stage, and then they measure you out. And you know, for them, it's like, let's see his measurables. We see him on film, but let's, you know, see if he's gotten bigger. So it's a lot of fixing of your body you have to do before that point, you know, what you're weighing. You know, you have to kind of gauge it out, you know, or take, I guess, where the process really gets interesting is what the team really wants you to weigh. You know, your weight, you know, what they anticipate you to say. It's really just a personality test, the whole combine. They want to know who you are as a person, what type of athlete you are. Take a guy like Chris Johnson a few years back. You know, he was a late round predictor at the draft, but he went to the combine and ran a 4.2, and every team was on him. You know, so for some guys it really helps, for some guys it hurt.
You know, one of the things obviously you look at when it comes to the combine, and specific since you're part of the LSU Sports Radio Network, you got a couple of Tigers going into it with a chance to kind of show some stuff too. 337 total players get invited to participate, and 14 out of the state of Louisiana, six specific Tigers are going to get in there. You got Devin White, linebacker, cornerback Greedy Williams, safety John Battle, tight end Foster Moreau, running back Nick Brissett, and kicker Cole Tracy. So it's a chance for these Tigers to kind of show where they go, and a couple of these guys are going to be picked pretty high.
Oh, no doubt. You mentioned Devin White, Greedy Williams. You know, those guys are going to go first round. But then it's the, okay, where do the rest of the Tigers fall? And you start looking at a guy like Nick Brissett. Will his story be similar to Darrell Williams, where Darrell happened to become a free agent but just so happened to fall into a really good fit? So it worked out well for him. The Kareem Hunt deal happened. He was a running back that they really liked on the roster, and he played as an undrafted free agent. So, you know, what we're looking at now, Nick Brissett can be anywhere from fifth round to free agency. Then there's a guy like a Foster Moreau who wasn't really featured a lot in LSU's offense, but when he did make a play, it was a big game, you know, a really big play. So it's going to be important how well he impressed the scouts at the combine, could potentially get drafted somewhere in the mid rounds because of his size. And then there's a guy like John Battle. LSU has a really good reputation of, you know, being DBU. So it's an opportunity for John Battle to possibly, you know, look at like second, third round. You know, he may go later rounds, but, you know, it's a reputation with the LSU's DBs that they come into the league and they contribute right away. And then there's the one-year, one-and-done, Cole Tracy, my boy. Man, hey, he's a good kicker, and it's a league where you don't get a lot of kickers getting drafted a lot, but when you do find a good gem, it's an opportunity for sure.
One of the things, Marlon, that I'll be paying attention to, obviously, too, is when it comes to Cole Tracy and some of these. Look, you got spots that can pretty much be locked in. I mean, like you talked about with Devin White, you kind of know where that's going to go. But there have been few instances, right, where your combine workouts can really drop you be so poorly. But for the most part, a workout like that with so many eyes and a chance to talk to teams, you can really help your status, not only by the drills, right, but when you get to sit down. Sean Payton's mentioned several times, Sharif, you even know this too, he's mentioned the interview process, right? I mean, I think he said that about Michael Thomas and a couple of other players. Alvin Kamara's like, the interview process that you can have this week can really go a long way from teams overlooking poor numbers on a drill or off the field instances. To me, it's the combines almost become more of that interview process with the team can really solidify you going early and going to a team that really wants you.
I think you said it best, Gus. Man, it's that interviewing process. That's being able to sit down in those teams to take a real like to you. It helps. It's a personality thing. So, giving you an example, I didn't get a chance to go to the Senior Bowl. I didn't play in the East-West Swine. Me and my agent, we actually went out to the Senior Bowl just to go out there to get in front of the coaches. We drove out there. And then it was a situation where I was on a bubble list for the combine. So once all the juniors declared and that got in order, because, of course, there's some juniors ahead of me on the board at my position. So once the juniors declared and the ones decided that they were going back to school, then I became on the combine list. So I was a late insert for the combine. And get this, Gus, I had just had knee surgery on my lateral meniscus. So all the drills were talking about, like, the bags, the, you know, side, you know, the lateral, the 40, all of that I didn't do. Only thing I did was bench press and interview. And, you know, you sit down with all the representatives from all the teams, but you have scheduled interviews. I only had, like, one scheduled interview. You want to take a guess at who that scheduled interview was with?
Who's that?
Carolina Panthers.
Uh-huh.
First team I went to?
Carolina Panthers. Yeah, no, but that's the point. Exactly. So those interviews definitely pay off.
It does. The interviews play a major role, for sure.
That's interesting. Marlon, one of the other things I wanted to talk to you about, again, with this the combine, it comes, for the most part, what do you think, what position group does drills sort of kind of best relate to certain things? You know, like, I look at D linemen, does bench press, I mean, like, because that, you guys essentially bench press offensive linemen every play, right? I mean, you're extending your arms, you're punching, so strength, I guess, for D linemen. Obviously, maybe everyone looks at that 40 and stuff. I love that tight end drill where they go from one end of the field to the other, where they're catching left and right different passes, running in between cones, and then turn it up the field and kind of show that ability to turn up the field once they catch it. It was just one of those drills that stood out to me because I was like, that's in the game. I can see that coming in the game, right? He comes across, it's an out route, and he catches it and then turns it up the field right when he gets to the sidelines. Like the drill specific where there's a cone right before the out of bounds where he needs to turn it up and get it in. You can see some guys rounded it, some guys slowed it down, other guys just, I mean, took off after it. And that's why I'm asking, is there a drill or two that you think really kind of translate to real gameplay?
Well, I think the biggest drill is for the, I think you nailed it, Gus. I felt like you went to the combine before as a skill guy. You had to have, because you mentioned tight ends. The tight ends and receivers, the drills that they do, like you mentioned the drill where they're running from sideline to sideline, but they're catching a ball at each angle from each area. Those coaches really look at those drills. You look at a guy like Odell Beckham. I think that really helped him out a lot at the combine, along with running a really fast 40 time. Now, you know, I like to take it inside the trenches, baby. Hello. Mm-hmm. So for the inside the trenches guys, I think the biggest thing more than anything else is the bag drills. The coaches want to see your lateral movement and your motor. I tell guys that all the time, defensive tackles that's getting ready for the pro combine and, you know, all the different pro days and everything, man, really pay attention to your motor. Keep that motor going the whole time. Don't stop. Don't show any fatigue. Mm-hmm. And the coaches look at that because when you're inside the trenches, they want to know if you're going to finish all the way, you know, to the end of the play. You never know when a running back's going to cut back or even a receiver on the screen. It's a lot of times you'll see defensive tackles make those plays. So they want to see how well a guy motor moves as well.
Ah, good point, good point. Marlon, is it going to be a position group or just are you going to follow the LSU players over the weekend most?
I always look at the D-line drills. I do check that out a lot. I like to check out the receivers to see, you know, how well they catch at the drill you're talking about because that says a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I really like to see the 40s. But I pay attention to the D-line. As far as the vertical and all that, that's good for DBs, you know, for guys, receivers and DBs who have to get high. But, you know, for the rest of the positions, it's pretty much – how well your motor goes. I definitely watch the D-line drills and the 40-yard dashes for sure.
Ah, very true. Friday, running back, O-line, special teams, place kicker. Saturday, Marlon, quarterback, receiver, tight end. Sunday, defensive line, linebacker. And Monday, defensive backs. Marlon Faber at a Big Faith 504. He and Eric Alexander do Inside the Trenches, a great podcast. Go check it out and go follow him on Twitter at Big Faith 504. Thanks, bud. We'll talk again later.
Thanks for having me, brother. Y'all take care.
There he goes, Marlon Favorite. Sharif of the Ice Shack. Only one segment remains. What are you going to give us? Are you going to give us Radio Gold in the last segment?
Probably not.
Really?
Nope.
I'm going to give you
bronze.
Give me like on PTI, or is it Around the Horn, right? Where you win, you get to like give the final thing. Leave us with something. What is a final thought? You got 3 minutes to come up with one. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Time to get your vehicle serviced, or maybe you need new tires. TJ Shell Station, doing business as Carroll Shell in the heart of Lockport, is the place to go. Carroll was in business for 26 years, and TJ Shell Station took over in 2014, which is 5 great years they've been in business so far. TJ Shell Station would like to thank their customers. So for fuel, tires, propane, alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more, it's TJ Shell Station in Lockport.
It's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on in and win. It's magic.
Cash Magic.
Come and feel the magic.
Cash Magic.
Where winners play both night and day. Cash Magic.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic casinos always have the newest games.
The service is just great.
It's a very friendly place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
Come have some fun. Let us make you a VIP with our fast and friendly service. It's the Cash Magic difference. Video poker at its best. Come feel the magic today at one of our 7 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 35% off appliance special buys, like the 4-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, up to $1,800 off. Fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher, all at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 35% off appliance special buys, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost, valid through February 27th.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Sharif Ishak, one other bit of Saints news to get into. Doesn't specifically deal with them, but Saints fans, you know, anytime a player is cut, what happens, Sharif?
Everyone that's part of the Houdat Nation feels like the Saints should sign them.
Ravens cut Crabtree the wideout. After one season, I want to say the Saints were thought about him. They were tied to him a couple of years ago or something like that. They might want to have gotten him or something. I don't know.
Which player? I mean, I feel like every player is tied to the Saints.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit ago, though. I think they may have the receivers in-house.
They may.
It's just, you know.
I'm all about, like, not ruining the chemistry and bringing in the right players that fit your system that are also good players, because they got a lot of good players in the locker room. You don't want to mess that up.
How important do you think, and again, free agency is the 13th, so it's
2 weeks
about, yeah, 2 weeks
Wednesday.
Away.
2 or 3 weeks from Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Right now. 2 weeks from Wednesday.
13, Wednesday, yes. 2 weeks from Wednesday. All right, so these are your selling points, right? I mean, the Saints have a little money. They don't have a ton, but it's
not a lot.
Right. It's not like but again, despite, like we talked about, injuries at the D-tackle position there going into that last game, right? Not getting a lot out of the receiving core, sans Michael Thomas. The O-line getting injured the way they did. They were, technically, you could say, a play away. Minute 47 is probably what I like to say a little bit better, because you still had to stop them, even if you score, you know, or you could run the clock. I mean, still, they're a playoff team next year. I would say, talent-wise, right? I mean, look, I get every season's different. You never know if teams in your division get better.
Good teams,
you know,
get
there's
worse.
There's a lot of talk about Le'Veon Bell
yeah.
going to the Buccaneers. That would add a little difference. Now, how good is Le'Veon? I don't know. It's not like the Steelers have been in the Super Bowl with him and Antonio Brown, but regardless, does Antonio Brown go to, you know, I saw Bell as of late could be going to the Eagles, or is it Brown? One of the other two, or both of them. But look, you don't know. You don't know what the Rams are going to be like, right? I mean, the week after the Super Bowl, first take and everybody else is saying, hey, don't sign Goff to an extension. He hadn't proven anything. Are they the same team with a different quarterback? You know, do they go get Case Keenum? I saw somebody go say, you know?
Instead of Goff?
I'm with you. I
do they know that
look,
this is like
Jared Goff played a heck of a game in the NFC Championship game. I know it gets lost with the calls and all that. To come into that environment and to play the way that interception wasn't on him. Went in and out of the hands of the running back. You know, Gurley. I mean, he made some great throws to get that touchdown late in the first half, drove the team down there, and won in an environment like that. That was incredible. I thought he played an incredible game. And the guy can fling it. Even in the loss here, he went back and forth. That guy can play. This talk about moving on from Jared Goff's.
That's like a bad take.
Ridiculous.
That's a bad take.
Yeah, I'm like, based on what?
Saints fans probably like, yes. Yeah, do it.
Look, he slumped towards the end of the season, but not because Gurley was out. That's like, take Alvin Kamara from this offense.
With no Mark Ingram.
Right. I mean, Drew Brees' numbers already went down when that line went down. I mean, I thought it was just silly. It's just a silly take.
It's his second full season as a starter, man.
Same thing like with
Foles.
I get the team can play better. Dude, Carson Wentz can play. Carson Wentz was the MVP before he blew his knee out.
Yep.
I mean, the guy can play. And it takes a while to come back from that knee. Anyway, so it's going to be interesting, I guess, to sort of see here in 2 weeks how much splash to make. But I guess this is what I was trying to say long-winded-wise. You do have you have some things that potential free agents may want to do, right? Maybe for that one-year deal, something, go try to make a run or something of that nature. Don't you think? An opportunity to convince a player, hey, look, we may not have a ton of money to give you for a couple of years, but do you want to go try to win a Super Bowl with us next year? And I'm just wondering how that season last year will help bring a player or two in. Because, look, Alex Okafor, right? That's a free agent. Do you replace that as well? Do you just say, Marcus Davenport, we traded for you to be the top guy. That's your spot now. And you don't go. Or do you still try to get help there?
Yeah, you always need help at pass rusher, regardless if it's an outside linebacker, edge rusher, they need help there. Another name I would throw out there that we keep, I guess, forgetting about, you kick tires on it one more time, is Dez Bryant. Might be able to get him for a cheaper deal.
I mean, he's tweeted that he plans on coming back. So, I mean, you know, so look, I just think, man, it's going to be interesting to see. I think they're going to be fielding phone calls. If that makes any sense. Do you think agents probably sit there and go, hey, this would be a good fit to their clients. Go, like, this might be a good fit. Let's see if the Saints are interested. You know, I think a lot of times we think or forget that it's just agents sitting down waiting for their calls to go. Agents are as active as the teams to try to get their players on certain football teams as well.
You think Drew Rosenhaus is calling the Saints on Antonio Brown's behalf?
I mean, see what that, I mean, are you interested or not? Because if anything, you want as many teams involved as possible to drive it up. So, absolutely. Don't you think?
Yep.
LSU A&M tomorrow, who wins?
LSU by a dozen.
By a dozen?
Yep.
Okay.
I know, they need a game where they don't play close.
There you go. Thanks for coming in on your off day. Appreciate it.
Sure.
What? That was a legit, I was just saying thank you.
Show me the love.
Nope, that's all you get. Matt Muscoden after further reviews up next. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.